Now we come to something else that is quite wonderful. He says here, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Now, here we have before us this tremendous verse, and he's speaking of the fact that we are just an earthen vessel. The picture here is quite a vivid one, by the way, and it's one that I think we need to note very carefully. The word for earthen is ostraca. Today, the archaeologist is digging up many cities, and actually what they've been digging up has been, in many cases, the city dump. That's what happened down in Egypt. And at Oxyrhynchus, they just got the dump of the city. All broken pottery, clay vessels there. And that is the thing. When I was over in Lebanon, I went down to Tyre, and I walked along that excavation, the excavation that went across the place where Alexander the Great filled in between the mainland and the island, and made a peninsula there, and you can walk out on that, and they've excavated there. You know, I could have filled my pockets. In fact, I could have filled a bushel basket full of broken pottery that was in there, and they tell you not to take it. I just took a little piece. That was all, because I'm sure they could spare it. Man, there was all kinds of broken pottery there. Now, may I say to you, that's what we are. We have this treasure. What treasure? This glorious gospel. We have it in just a little old earthen vessel. That's what we are. Now, what is the picture here? Well, he says here, we don't preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and we're just servants for Jesus' sake. And my friend, as long as we get the impression we might be a great preacher, or even want to be a great preacher, or we want to be a great Christian, it's one reason I'm not sure we ought to be having all these testimonies today. It's pretty easy for a man to begin to brag in his testimony. You know, if Jesus Christ is not glorified, no point in it whatsoever. Because, after all, we're just servants, and that's the best can be said of us. And therefore, he's going to say here, we have this excellency of the power of God, and we have it in what? Earthen vessels. Now, what is the picture that he's giving us here? Well, very candidly, the picture is a picture that takes us back yonder into the time of Gideon. And you remember that the way Gideon overcame the Midianites, he took only 300 men, and each man had a trumpet, and he had a candle, and he had a pitcher, earthen vessel. And so they put those candles, or the oil lamp, down in the earthen vessel, held it up so that the light went up and it couldn't be seen at a distance. And then when they got among the Midianites, what did they do? They broke those earthen vessels. And it wasn't until the earthen vessel was broken that the light was shining out. My friend, that's the thing that's needed today, that the vessel be broken. And the problem today is that we are thinking that we need the preacher that has the nice smile. It's not your smile, my friend. It's your suffering. Smile, you're on candid camera. My friend, smile. No, suffer. You're on candid camera. Because that has to be broken. The idea today is that the Christian life is just a life of continually smiling, especially in public. And you just smile to prove you're a Christian. I used to speak a great deal in Youth for Christ in the early days. And all the song leaders then, they always began, now let's everybody smile. And if you're a Christian, smile. Well, my friend, that doesn't prove anything at all. And I learned that I didn't have to smile to prove I'm a Christian. The idea is you have to be as jolly as Santa Claus, cheerful as a floor walker, and as exuberant as a full of brush man, merry as a child going to a party, and be able to sing down in the dumps, I'll never go. Well, by this standard, you become nothing in the world but a grinning goat and a laughing Cheshire cat and a chatting minor bird. And that's all you'd have. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul going about with a toothpaste smile? The fact of the matter is, Paul could sing praises to God at midnight with his back lacerated, without smiling like a Cheshire cat. He is not a Pollyanna glad girl type at all. This man knew what it was to suffer for Jesus' sake, and that vessel has to be broken. And the trouble today is that we don't have very many that are willing to do that. I remember Dr. George Gill used to tell us in class, he says, when someone is born, somebody has to travail. And he says the reason that more people are not being born again is because there are not enough that want to travail. We hear a great deal about witnessing. My friend, what kind of a price are you willing to pay today? It's not just being able to knock on a door or visit somebody. And I don't mean to minimize that. But the earthen vessel must be broken. We cannot have our way and His way in our lives. We're going to have to make up our mind whether we're going to follow Him or not.